exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah. You go around saying that, and you believe it, and you're supposed to believe it. You're going to get that. I used to watch Eretz Yisrael when the war was going on. And I started every time I davened, what I said happened. I once said, Abish, there is too much. The Tziyonim are winning wars. I davened, and they started winning. The Arabs were mamish bombing. It was Shreklach. So I said, Abish, I don't like what's happening. So suddenly Israelis started winning. Right after I davened, right afterwards, says Abish, I didn't like. Now they're going to go around saying, I don't like that either. I want you to do it. That week, I take a look in Yated, lightning came down from Shemayim and smashed Shechem and Jenin, those two cities where there were the Arab women and children had to be, they were wired with all the explosives so the Israelis shouldn't attack, right? And didn't have to attack. You know why? Lightning scared all the Arabs like sugar, those two cities. It was in the Yated. The week that I said, Abishta, I want you directly involved. Yeah, you want to get something he has in Lashon Kodesh? It's unbelievable. Rabbi Nussan's fight. It's an honor. You come all the way from the best part of Borough Park comes to us. Anyway, you go with the Abishta and you ask him whatever you want. And you don't be stingy and say, yes, I own the world. I just told you. I needed my car broke. And my wife's going, where do you get the money for a new car? And it was Shabbos. I says, laughing, we're getting everything. That Monday, the whole staff got $9,000 extra. This happens all the time. I believe I need to get more than a Vardig Yeshita. A school in a Vardig just closed down. And they're in America. You can't reach them normally. I was never able to get them. Thank you so much. The money's coming from all sides, as usual. All these generous friends. And so why suddenly the yeshiva closes, I got two guys on telling me all the Nevardiga secrets that I'm desperate to know. And they're going to be here Thursday, Mitzvah Hashem. I'll have them talk a little bit. They tell me how to learn. Musset. Mayridik. Mayridik, Sadat Abishta. Ach. Anything you want, he's going to give you.
You coming here Thursday?
Thursday, yeah. I invite him. Hey! Osmach there. Pleasure to see you. Look, thank you so much. Got to know how to work that thing. You're the best. I got to say, they pour me the Abishta. Gives me the nicest people in the world. Ah, run to the Abishta. Nobody else. Just the Abishta. You don't need nobody. Go to the Tatin Shemayim. He'll give you everything you want. The Nisamayat. I went to Passaic. I spoke 6 times over one Shabbos. My gabbai came along. Davidson gave me a gabbai that all the things I can't do to save my life, he's dafka good at it. He gets, he remembers, he knows. Leave it to him. Davidson, what is that? A galumbic? I need a galumbic. I got galumbic. I got them all. You can't imagine. You go to Davidson. And I went to Passaic. This is my second trip, and they know Passaic, him and his rabbits, and they went, and they turned over every, I went to one shul, another shul, and that's a baldy, spoke to Bachram. Ach, what a schuss it is. G'doy l'maysa chiyah! In a varding, they said, no b'diyavid with ruchnias. Don't give you no b'diyavid! You live only once! Rav Galman Krohn used to always yell at me. You live only once! Thank you, Rabbi Yaffe. Thank you, Torah Anytime. Thank you, Kavashkocha Pratis. Thank you, Kala Loshin. Last but not least, the Rabbi Shalom himself is so wonderful. He is so wonderful. When you're close to Hashem, you're not afraid of mistakes. Make a mistake, so who cares? Why is the Torah so full of the mistakes of our G'dolim, of our greatest? Because Hashem wants to teach us, we're not Abishta here. We're yuckles, we make mistakes. So what? Stay with him, what I got over Shabbos. Now, here, I'll give you one example. I had to go to Psaic. We made up 2:30, we're leaving. You know, you got to get moving. I have to pick up my Anacol and bring him to Jackson. which takes me a good hour. Just what I love doing. You know? And I have to take a shower. I have to get ready. Shabbos. When do I have time? And it's tight. I don't like tight things. They make me meshuggah. I have to come home. And at 2:30, we're leaving. How are we going to do this all? I suddenly get a phone call while I'm in school from my daughter. Don't pick up Ayala. They had a day off from school. No. Now you know why they had a day off from school. This happens all the time. Everything. My chavrusa. I don't want my chavrusa. Sometimes I don't want them. You know how many times I sat in Beis Medrash and I said, Eibishter, for about an hour I can use a chavrusa. In walks my favorite, a briska. I love him. He's a big lamban, good friend of mine. He rolls in, let's learn. Where'd you come from? And we learned for a couple of weeks. I needed that. One time, I don't want my, I'm learning with him, B'kvius. And then I say, Eibishter, I need a break. I'm Musa. I learn Musa too. I don't know about him. I learn my, right now I need my space. And I need a day off for Musa. I would prefer my chavrusa wouldn't come. Within a few minutes, I get a phone call. My chavrusa is begging, apologizing. Something just came up. Somebody just gave up. This happened to me 10 times, believe Guzma. The exact same scenario. My chavrusa calling me up. I said, oh, okay, well, it's all right. It's all right. You go with the Eibishter, you're lucky. Run to him. Run to Rabbi Yisrael for everything. Don't be in a spoil. The Yitzhar is going to get on your case. One thing is the most burning issue in your life. Never have a depressive thought. Never. You Messiah das from the truth. What's depressive? You're crazy. Everything is a taiva. Well, how can you be depressive? You're off the wall. Oh, by the way, if you are depressive, that's good news. Because Lev Nishbar is so not a joke. Lev Nishbar. We all have it. Be happy with it. Thank Hashem for it. I'm a little tzabrachim. So, it's great. Be happy. And your little tzabrachim, like Rav Shach Zatzal said, a beautiful word. And the Bnei Hashfachis, Yaakov Avinu sent them first. He wants them to get killed. No way. They're broken. Bnei Hashfachis. We're going to win the war with them. They're in front. We're going to win. Rav Shach. And he said it. He thought about it a long time. And he says, I have the emes, Sheba emes. And I said about before I heard this. I saw the Mechamtah. Why? When they went to war, they took the Aron Kodesh. They took Shivrei Luchais to battle. The Shivrei Luchais from the Eagle. Disgusting story. They were nechshol right away. They just came out right away. You nechshol. It was the most horrific story in the history of mankind. The Maisa Eagle is just, you can't even read it. It's like, what happened? What happened? It's Hashem Yerachem, what are you doing? Tansing. Eina Nois Kevura, Moshe Rabbeinu was so brokenhearted. Look what you did. An eagle. Those broken luchas go to battle. The new ones, the good ones, you can stay home. We want a broken luchas. That way we'll win. But that symbolizes the chait. Yeah, the chait. Broken. You know what? Chavis Havavis, Heilige Chavis Havavis says, don't do a sin, please. Don't get near that stuff. But he said, the tzaddik told his talmidim, I'm happy that you do avedis, because if you wouldn't do avedis, you'd have worse than avedis. You'd have gaiva. You know what that means? Oh, everything in this world is good. Everything's great. You're broken? Good, said the Kotzker Rebbe. Kiptaran, machtze chemish. Kiptaran, do plots for Alman. Machtze chemish. Jack is due. Jack vat for Eich. Bekill your name. Ich hab Hank gesucht, Jack. Hein kimmen achusheva oilem. Jack. Machtze. You know what I tell the kids in my class? When I tell the kids like this. 9-year-old kids, they are so delicious. If anybody finds out what I'm doing, oh, you can listen. I'm not in this bowl from anybody. I hug my kids. You know that? It's illegal. What? You hug kids? Yes. As a matter of fact, I do. A regular 9-year-old, I hugged him, my class. One day, I thought the kids were kidding. I thought, anybody want a hug? I was just, you know. Suddenly, half the class come up. They lined up. I says, what are you boys doing out of your seats? What are you doing out of your seats? We want a hug. Yeah, picture 15 kids. You're not embarrassed. A 9-year-old kid, yeah, big boy, you know. 6-year-old, okay. 9-year-old, they want it. Lately, they all want it. And they said, and I told the kids, go home, tell your mommy, this Rebbe eats kids. If she's sending you to school, it's at your own risk. I plan to eat you up. Tell her that. You know what I tell them? I don't want to speak to your mother, ever. Why? Tell her, I'm jealous. She has you. I'm so jealous. I tell her, I kid around with them. Anyway, the kids come over to me and say, Rebbe, could you please eat me? I promise you. Could you please eat me? They complain. Kids complain that they're not being hugged at home. I have kids complain. My father's good, but my mother, never. And when there's one kid says, nobody does it back home. Now, I used to not believe them, and I'm still not sure. I don't take them. I don't trust these chevermans. They want to get some extra hugs, making a whole story. But lately, I'm beginning to stop believing some of them. There's one kid that says, nobody does. You can tell a little bit on him. So I give him. He runs to me every day he needs, and I see a difference in the kid. He looks so much happier. What am I good for? I give hugs. I don't know why they let me do it. There was another Rebbe, he said, stop, no. I used to kiss also. I kissed my Rebbe, he said, don't. Today, so I stopped kissing. But then I'm watching another Rebbe, he's hugging. No, ish matirin. I hug Adayim, and they let me. I do it to every one of them. I fought for Nebel. I guess they gave up on me. Medel, he has his own, he's in his own world. Let him do his thing. I hold it's the Amish there. Return your Aviasa. But one thing I'm very mocked, but this is important to know. He says, I ask kids point blank, do you like to be hugged? If you don't, I will not hug you ever. It's not nice to hug a kid who doesn't like it. I don't like it. B'chol, it means, what are you trying to do? You feel a little bit as though you say, it's tough. The kid doesn't like it. It's not fair. So, and I tell the kid, okay, now look, I would like to hug you, but since I see you don't like, I also didn't like as a kid. Don't give me no hugs. I like to hug others, but I told the kid, look, I tell him, you don't like to be hugged. I'm not going to hug you, but I want you to know that Rebbe would like to hug you. Is that good enough? Every one of them. Yes, that's perfect. That you want to hug me. It makes them feel good. That they say, I like them. Isn't that something? I have a few like that. I respect. You must respect children if you know it's good for you. You have to respect. Kabbat is bincha. You ever hear of Kabbat is bincha? They yesh magiyim. Yesh magiyim. Kabbat is bincha. You have to adjust, you know. Things are different today. You better be machaber. You know how many parents? We are good parents. Oh, really? You sure? Well, I just spoke to your son the other day. He doesn't think so. A 2-year-old. I'm joking. You think it's a joke? You know, anyway. So we went to Pesach with my chashev and gabbai to be makar. I spoke this in 6 different places. And I got pictures. I'm in all the newspapers from Shtetzach. Anyway, I went there and I'm trying to make Jews the Jews from. This is my second trip on Shabbos. A great neck is waiting for me, but whatever, I prefer Shabbos. They will do it during the week. I'm not so, I don't know. I've gone to Borough Park and Flatbush and Williamsburg. Muncie is on my case now. Okay, but I want Kiruv Bi'ikar. I want to go to places that need Yiddishkeit. Ramey Hershkowitz told me it's Begrach Nevesh. The guys don't have a Shabbos and a Yom Tov. Nobody cares. You guys are crazy. How come we're not crying our eyes out? Imagine somebody's in the hospital with a serious disease and excruciating pain. It's painful to see that. These people are way worse than that. All those non-from Jews are going through Sheva Maduri Gehenim with their cats and their dogs and halavai, they're married. Well, marriage! I met this Elke Bacha on the plane sitting next to me. Well, marriage, he starts smiling. You married? I guess they're married. Well, you know, marriage is a... What's wrong with that? You look like you're almost 40. You never thought of it? Well, I thought about it. I've got to think another few years. Then we'll make a decision. You ever hear the way they sound? He's got two cats. He's had five dogs. I'm doing fine. I need marriage. What's wrong with Spotty the dog and Getzel the cat? I have a canary. Ooh, you got to see mine. Kumtzaran. You got to see my cat. I have a parrot. He's great. You need humans? And I myself. This, the interesting people, Chadushas, you know. Tornish Machadas, Naya Zachim. Human beings for children, it's interesting. Anyway. So, I want to Achnas to say the Torah today. My brother Zatzal should be Ilan Ishmasa, whatever I'm doing. My brother learned Bachavrusa with the Mashkiach of Lake of Rav Nosson. And that's why he went to five different places. You know what Jerusalem Abbey's getting? He was in Chicago, he was in Montreal, he was in Deal, he was in Los Angeles. You know what's going on in Boston? You know what Olam Abi's getting? He gave his life away for Klai Yisrael. It was a principle, an elegant principle. What's Chusam he has? Chusay Yagan Aleinu. Hashem should help him in the next world that he should get skyrocket whatever's going on. Nachbeset. He shouldn't know of any bad stuff up there, and he should be a Melech Yeshua for us big time. Everybody know? Amen. That's it. He's going to thank me for this. I'm expecting a dream tonight. I think I'm joking. There was Rav Asher Zelig Rubenstein was an avardiga, a Talmud of Chatzkel, big Baal Musa. He married into the Tells, the cream of Tells. Isby was the number one maid. He married Isby's sister. No, who did he marry? He was from the biggest Shapiro, all these Mashkiach of Tells. The biggest Mitzionim tells, he was in that Olam, and he became an Avardiga. Rabban Yaffin got a hold of him, and Rab Chatzkel held he should give Shmuzin. Rab Shmuel Warbach said on him, night and night eyes. Anyway, and he was Nifta, came to his kids in dreams. His son told this to me. He's visiting all the kids in dreams. Thank you for learning God's Mishnayos. It was much appreciated. Thank the family for me. Come, I'm talking business. They finished it a few times. Oh, Rosh Kodel and Chashev and Mishpacha. Yes, and the Israelis, you know, he's an American. He's my father. He gave my father credit for everything he became. He was the son of a butcher in Far Rockaway. My father turned around his life. So he gave him all the credit. Ez Gavona, Tzadik, then you know what else he said? He once told one of his kids, you need a shidduch? Go to so-and-so's chassan, the shatchan's waiting for you. He goes, there's a shatchan, became a chassan. Another one, he says, you need a job. Get a job. There was a job available. He's like he's down here. And he got the job. You need a chinuch, whatever. He's a kid's tight. I said, what's up, shat? He's very involved with them when he's alive. You don't change up there, you know? You better start smiling here. You want to... What do you want to... You better... You know, there's a Maharal somewhere. I heard this from the Talmud. He says that. So he's lately, he goes around like this. He says, this is what you're going to look like up there. Okay, don't listen to that. The happiest people up there are the depressed guys. No question about it. No question. Misha Meduka Bisurim Boil Mazah. Zecha Bazaar Oil Mavah. Most of his firms say that. So up in here, up there, it's going to be great. Just be happy. Who cares? No depressive thoughts allowed. Now, there are mechnas to say the Torah. I was dancing and springing, and I was thinking of David HaMelech. I was so emotional. David was dancing b'chol eyes. Knock! Knock! It's a pasuk. B'chol eyes. You ever see somebody's chassidim? They can dance on the table. Somebody do a b'shita. Happen tish. Make sure you break it. That's part of the deal. In the Vardik, Reb David Blach's chasana, they broke the whole thing. It was upstairs, they broke, shh, it's a famous story. It all came in. Reb David Blach, his chasana, he was the biggest top of the Yalta. They crashed the whole, they say the balabas was very nice and he was very cool. That's part of it. You know what he did, Reb David Blach, once? He comes into the Beis HaMusa and he's learning Musa. Now, Chazal say like this. When Hashem is happy with you, then even your enemies will make peace with you. That's even your enemies will make friends with you. So he kept repeating it, but there's a nusach, there's a chazal that say, Altikri Oivav Ela Ishtoi, which some people say is Hainuha. You're Rabbi Miller said. Ladies, please, I didn't mean you. No, you're not one of those. I meant the other ladies. You guys are good. Listen to this. Rabbi Miller, he says, if you have any problems in your house, don't tell your wife. Why? Listen to what he said. No information for the enemy. Rabbi Miller and his wife, they were okay together. My wife's also learning. Through the years, she's getting used to me. Anyway, no information for the end. I'll tell you another one that he said. Good day to hear. He said, ladies have to dress up indoors. Outside, you don't have to wear all that mishigas, nothing. So someone went over to Rabbi Miller and said, Rabbi Miller, you mean to say that people should think my daughter-in-law is ugly? That's exactly what I mean. Isn't he good? I had such a nice recently. I'm making a campaign. I don't want to start up with this. This is too heavy to say what he just said now. Watch out. You can't get away with saying things like that. But I am at least saying that the lady should not worry how the house looks. It's okay. I'm Purim Suda. A lady comes in to me, tells me, Rabbi Mendel, you saved my life when you said that if you're a sloppy house, it's not the end of the world. Bless this mess. Ishkevalos. Okay, but you don't have to be like Chas V'Shalom. Yeah, you don't have to look to be like. But some people, they can't help it. Rachmanis. They suffer for a thing. They suffer because they're not perfect. And you glide suffer because the other guy's screaming and learning louder than them, you know? Yeah. Don't worry. Anyway, David HaMelech is dancing and knocking. I was just thinking while I was dancing. B'chol eyes. And Michal Bashol. Now listen to this. What's the shear of dancing at a simcha? What's the shear? I'll tell you the shear. The shear is this. You got to dance. You have to dance a little bit crazy. That's the Seder Advarim. You want to challenge me? I'll let you have it. You want to? It's not even Purim. At a simple shal mitzvah, a bissel mishugah. Enough that your wife should hold. That's the shear. Now you know you did the right thing. David HaMelech. He danced too much. And who was his wife? Michal Bashol! She wore tefillin! You know what a mouth she was? And he loved his Michal more than anybody. He had 18 wives. Michal's the only one that's called Eglossi. You know that, I don't know, between her and the Super Tzadikas, Abigail, she saved his life. If not for Abigail. Michal saved his life too. From Shol. Michal. He loved Michal. There's no question. I don't know what went on between them. But the reason why he loved Yonasan and David loved each other, says the Malbim, they're both big-time Bali B'tachim. So that brought them together. You don't just love a guy. It's not like America, you know. Shane and Lewis, best friends. What's today's dot com? You know, there's something. They both, now it says, now, okay, I'll just tell you my pshat, simple pshat, why they were saying, in B'tochen, the Malba, David HaMelech, when he was told, take a sword and kill, and see you go to war, he says, no, don't give me those swords, I'm taking a pea shooter. He took a slingshot, and he killed Goliath. And he killed Narsisi, so the Targum says, it's not a ness, taking a sword, I want a ness. I want to kill him and show everybody, Yeshua can be Israel. I can do it with a, like a joke with this. Who was he? He was a giant. Everyone's petrified of him. I'll kill him with a pebble. That's what he did. And Yonah and Bashal, his father was about to go to war with thousands of troops. And Yonah says, you need thousands of troops. Hey, Matzor Lashem, Lashia, Barabba, Bamat. Yonah and Bashal is the author of that famous pasuk. Hey, Matzar Lashem, Lashia, Barabba, Mamat. Come here, he calls his arm bear. I don't need nobody. You just have to hold my weapons, but I'll do it alone. And there's millions of plishtim waiting for him. Oh, we'll kill him. You need a whole army? I don't believe in that stuff. He went and he wiped out all the plishtim. They jumped a little bit and they got confused and the war was over. And then Shalom El looks around. Hey, what happened? They're ready for battle and the battle's over. Here's his son, Yonasan, did the job. So I'm just showing you that story and the story with David. The Batachan level was the same. I want to tice the Malbim. Okay. So now I would assume, Michal Mashal, that David liked her the most. Eglossi, and Egla means a favorite. It's a Lashon used, my favorite. Egla, my pet. My sweetie. The one that I'm, my favorite child, you know? Like, he was his favorite wife, Eglossi, my Egla. Shimshon Agiba described his shiksa as Eglossi. He wanted to start up with the plishtim, Eglossi. You started up, you found out information from Eglossi. There's a whole nice idea. He called him my Egla, and therefore I'm going to get you back. Whatever Shimshon Agiba was, Mekitza. So he loved Michal, for sure, a woman with tefillin, and Shaul HaMelech's daughter. Not a joke. Yonasan's sister, who wanted David, her sister didn't want him, Merab. I'm assuming Michal was a much higher madrega than Merab. She chopped who David was. Whatever. Now, Michal is his rabbi. And Michal is, she saved his life. She let him down through the window when Shaul wanted to skin him alive. She risked her life to save David. You know who she was? That's not a regular wife. That's Tzadikus, and it's not Shaul. This Tzadikus, his Michal, when she complained about the way David's dancing, David said, oh no, I didn't like that. I didn't like what you said. And she complained. I was like, Tatsbit, my father was a melech. There was a tznius. You know, Bnei Rachel were more on the tznius side. Bnei Leah was different, whatever. They wouldn't see, you couldn't see the palms of their hands when they danced. They were, Shaul HaMelech, the tznius. David wasn't spoiled from Shaul's tznius. Tznius, it's a whole sugi. It's not just, you know, a lady with tznius. There's much more going on. Shaul was a tznua himself. And tznius, where you talk is tznius. Tznius is the whole sugi. And that shevet was Meredith, the government. Keeping secrets is also tznius. Ain't Esther Magedes. So she was like his, and David comes in, and he says, Michal, how's everything? She gives him a look. Are you a child? She tells her husband. You're dancing, springing like a kind. What's this, that kind? What's with you? You have no dignity? You're springing? So David says, aha, that's why. You know why I did that? For the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's why. And that's why Hashem chose me to be king and not your father. Because your father, his own covet, played a role with that sneeze. There's this covet was sitting there by me, my covet in the garbage. And Michal never had a child from David for the rest of her life. Now, you want to know the shear of how much sugar to get when you're dancing? That's the shear. The shear is to zayin genuk meshuga that your favorite wife, your Rebbetzin, who's the greatest lady, right, should hold it's not ois gehalten. That's perfect. When the ladies hold, you're overdoing it, you know, now you got the right mahalach. That's what it's supposed to be. When the ladies, and the good ladies, and the ladies that, the tzaddikas and everything, with the ladies with tefillin, the best, they hold that you're overdoing it, you know you're on the right derech. And by the way, and also part of the shir is, you've got to hold so much from what you did, that you're going to say an agnaz dvarim to that lady, and tell her that's why I'm the king. You're not to say a thing like that. You know, she never the shows mishpacha. They were at that point. They were masach mit gemacht. That's why she megera cursed David. They lost their malchus. David took over. It was painful. The whole matzah with them, and. And you're pouring salt on our wounds, you know? Yes, yes. Don't chep it with my simcha level. Oh, no, lady. For that, I'll kill you. Chas v'shalom. But she didn't have a child from him till she was nifta, till he was nifta. She didn't have a baby from David. Ak'einish ben ha-shamayim. Don't chep it with simcha. Now you know what simcha is. You know what's getting but ad lo yada till b'shiga. That's also funny. These Jews, what's this with simcha? It's like Misha Ra Simcha's base of Sheva. Malay Ra Simcha Miyama. Ah, they didn't sleep because of simcha. They hold a week, no sleep because of simcha. Simcha. They got Ruach HaKadosh. You know what simcha is. Ah. And David's knocking b'chol ois. Knock, dance, more, not enough. Because simcha is the truth. You got to be so happy. You have to be oozing with such simcha. If you learn Musa, I'm talking a lot. And spend a long Rav Chaim Mordechai Weinkrantz told me, Erev Purim, von zan shikev is the zan besimcha, von Jack will not supply simcha. That's not true. From learning Chavos Avavos 4 hours, you'll get this. Okay, I was just kidding. Let's have some Jack and finish. Baba. But I want a taina. When you learn 4 hours of Chavos Avavos, you know what's sitting in there? Your mode turns around. Your thankfulness goes berserk. You're so thankful. The whole Chavos Avavos, the beauty of that sefer is he turns your way of thinking around. We are all sitting, I need this, I need that. I'm talking to Ruchnius. I need to steig more. It's not good. I have aggravation. I could lose some weight. My wife could be a little bit nicer. My children, boom, and the geld. I need, my davening is not the way it should be, you know, my learning, mail, I'm too much be'iyun, or too much be, too much whatever, too much out of it, whatever, I'm no good here, no good there. That's not the derech! You know how to do that! Your moisha nefesh, poop fuckhead! No negative thoughts! I don't care what you did. Did the worst aveda, slonim, specialized, and slabotka, litvax and the chassidim, both. The big of them, they know the tricks of the Yetzer Hara. Don't you dare get depressed because of your sins. Did you hear that? Yetzer Hara! Don't you hear? But I said, don't bother me. I'm not getting depressed. Look at the campaign for Simcha. Look at that. Adli, the sheer. Adli yada b'yimbishmashuga. You know, the Rambam says, the Hilchos Yadavim, it's, you can't be an Eved Hashem if you're a shikha. He says it openly. And then suddenly, what happened on Purim? So even though you can't be in Eved Hashem, but when you're going b'simcha, these things happen. Because Simcha is such a burning issue. What's with you? There's so much to going on. Learn Shar B'Tochen again and again. This is not a problem. Yisurim is Machapa. And Baruch Hashem, I'm not this Rosh Yeshiva. The Abishai doesn't really like him. He has to make him a big shot with Sidi Kedushin, or else he wouldn't be able to function, Nebuch. I don't need that stuff. I'm way ahead of him. This, I ain't part of the Torah. You have to sit all day and prove I am the best guy in the world. Shem loves me, my father used to say, you didn't have over. My father used to say, I'm a Ben Yachid to the Abish. That's how he felt. I'm a Ben Yachid means I respect you, but you don't know me. Oh, I'm special, more than all you guys. You have to do that to those guys. Everybody got to do that. You got to feel special. Chayv kolecha v'chaloyma b'shvili nivra ha'olam. Everybody has to say, because of me, uh-oh. I bet, okay, we got another few minutes. Nobody wants mashke? What's with you? What's tutsa? This kap na deiris. Deilam trink nisht. What is the deilam trink nisht? It's tragedia. This kap, you know what I did today? My brother's thing. There was a yard site today, my brother. I'm dedicating everything to Leilu Nishmasa. And I asked for schnapps. I asked for all the guys, the machas. No, he's Jack. Everybody knows about Jack. Whoever I bump into in the street, this guy stops his car. How's Jack doing? I never met the guy in my life. How's Jack? Whoever I meet, how's Jack? They all know my jokes. You know, any joke I make, they heard it already. My personality is, I can't be funny. I can't be nothing. They heard all my stuff. Shalang. Ich shengat achazora on that joke and this joke. They know all my jokes already. Anyway, so they had no schnapps. Please don't, all the people listening, don't give this away. My brother's yard site did not have schnapps. Please don't say this to anybody. I'm terribly embarrassed. I don't know how I'm ever going to recover. But anyway, let me tell you what I did. I took some water. And I started going from table to table. Chaim, I don't know any of you guys. It's a prat. By the way, you know, a prat may not tell you to be nine, David HaMelech. There's a prat. And ladies, respect those pratim. The men have to do pratim. Maybe ladies also, I don't know. But so I went around with water. From table to table. L'chaim! And the guy smiled. L'chaim, l'chaim. And then I says, shh, in front of everybody. Everybody heard me. Don't tell anybody. This is water. I said, in front of everybody. It's water. Shh, but don't say anything. Then, of course, I went to the Rosh Yeshiva. I don't discriminate. And I showed him l'chaim. And he smiled. They know me already. They know, this is Mandel. Mandel, but sein shtick. What did Nebuch do with him? I went to all the tables and I went around. What do you do? Every community needs an interesting guy. He needs an interesting guy. Ay, Rabbi Shai, the Yiddish is so wonderful. We have to Purim, you got to get shikah with simcha. You really do. You really think a little bit. Come on. What I do Purim, I'm encouraging you to do this. First of all, on Purim, I once had a physical, serious problem. I davened Purim all day, mitzvah Purim, it disappeared, and it was over. It happened to me. You davened good on Purim, a friend of mine, someone I know, was 33 years old, no shidduchim. He took one Purim serious, 2 months later, he was a chassan. These are firsthand. Happened to me and a guy I know. My mother-in-law was, after 10 years, they didn't have any children. She was a Purim baby. That's what they said. They said, I was a Purim baby. They davened. Oh, he's gizuk gans till him. I beat him. Hostakin. How's that? Isn't that nice? Anyway, but I recommend, before Purim, you dance and you sing. Dancing and singing is Kadesh Kedoshim. In the middle of dancing, every time you go around, have a mind. We're getting rid of more peklach all over Klai Yisrael. You have to have that mind. And Mitzvah Hashem, You have to have a mind during dancing and singing, take it serious. And daven for anything you want. Anytime Jews are dancing in a circle, daven. It's Eser Atzim. Not a joke. In the middle of a Simcha situation. Baruch Atah Adonai Yoli. Hey, the Malach Olam Shahakel. Lechaim. Yeah. Hold on, you want some Jack? There you go. Enjoy Jack. Now, the Lechaim, the latest, listen to this one. Somebody calls me up. Oh boy, come on, calls me up. He just gained weight, mysteriously. This just happened. He gained weight? I says, you're overweight? No, not yet. But I gained weight. I asked him one question. Before you gained weight, are you afraid of gaining weight? Petrified! Now you know why you gained weight. I told him, now you chop it? Is that something? I guessed it. Because you think eating, okay, you're going to think I'm funny. I don't believe eating does the job. As soon as you eat, you have emunah that's supposed to make, boom. That emunah makes the weight. It's not the food. There's the cup. They once fed somebody some stuff that was not fatty, but they told him it was fatty. His eyes were closed. This is fatty food. As he ate it, all the glands that deal with fat food suddenly were all there and more, because he thought he was eating fat foods. Do you know that? Alsa's in cup, Rabbi say. Alsa's in cup. Don't, everything's in your mind, everything's in the cup. Anyway, I told him, it's in your head. I'm on a different campaign with that person. I want to get people who are heavily involved in looking decent. I hold it skinook. So you don't look like such a... So, you know how much pain people have because they have to look good? You know, it's Gehenna that brings them. If you don't look good, ladies, Hashem Yirachem. The pain that causes. Because you have to look good and everything has to be, it's all covered. Now,